What I'm going to show you is a tiny community of whites. They number between 100 and 170, and you're about to see what they produce and how they live. Look at this and be amazed. And remember, it's a small community of 100 to 170 white men, women, and children. So it's not big. Look at what they own, look at what they do.
Thank you. be wondering at this point what the men are doing. Well, the men do the fields. They get their machinery ready, they get their stuff fixed up, and make their abode into the fields. And that's where they basically hang out for a month-ish, give or take. There's seeding, there's spraying, there's harrowing. Just, there's a bunch of stuff that has to get done, and that's in the men's compartment. Let me show you what they do during this wonderful season.
As much as we love spring and the magic of it, so to say, there is no one that appreciates spring more than the children. They've been cooped up all winter long. They're dying to be outside, and they are making the most of every moment.
approximately 21 springs in my lifetime. And the miracle of spring just never ceases to amaze me. It's such a miraculous time. We're coming from the dead of winter, and we come in here, and there's new life everywhere you look. There's newness. There's new babies. There's new animals. There's new sprouts. There's new greenery. It is a beautiful time, and I am here for it. Out of this fence here, and they're all following me. How is this supposed to work? Do you like your machine?
Nothing wrong like a deer.
I didn't think I can classify my next part here as a miracle, but it definitely falls under the category of new and baby. So I'm heading to a dealership pretty quick, and there I'll be driving my dad's brand new Ford pickup out and home. I've never sat in a brand new pickup, and I've never driven one out of the dealer lot. I understand that's a privilege not many people can attain. However, I get the special privileges of attaining it. My brothers are both seating, and so the birthright falls on me. Thanks, Dad. So that's what we're going to do, and that is actually sort of kind of a miracle. It's on my bucket list. Check!
Adina, you here?
Hi, Brett.
Here's the key for your brand new 2021 F-150.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Enjoy the truck.
Thank you.
Thank you for the business.
You betcha. Check out my new ride. Oh, yeah. How do you like your new ride?
Just sitting here and letting it sink in.
Hey, Kurt. Look at my new ride. Right over there. Hi. You trying to hijack my car, man? And my...
I'm hijacking your glasses.
Give me my glasses. It's a deal of a lifetime, hey.
You want me to show you the truck and how everything works?
That would be great.
Okay, so these seats fold up flat.
Ooh.
You'll have to play around with all the different features in the truck.
Oh, no problem. All right, so let's get this baby started. So all you gotta do, as I've heard, is you press the brake and then you press this button here. Just kidding. I've been doing this for a while already. So, let's get this truck a-moving. Now, I've heard the next thing you do is you take this and you bring it down to D. And then you just start adding some kilometers. Okay, we're gonna do that. We're gonna head out of here.
Necessary goods, such as clothing, typically are distributed to each family at a designated time each year, although colonies differ in such administrative practices. This truly communal sharing of all things separates Hutterites even from other Anabaptist traditions, such as the Amish or the Mennonites. Like those communities, however, the Hutterites reserve baptism for adults. Years of preparation and an examination before the community precede the momentous decision. No Hutterite is ever required to be baptized, but only the baptized can marry or hold an office of leadership. Life in a Hutterite community is centered around work, both to maintain the colony's independence from the world and to ensure that each member avoids the temptations of idleness. To a Hutterite, honest work will always involve labor. To buy goods and resell them at a profit with no labor of one's own is sinful. A new colony will be founded whenever an existing colony has too many members to keep everyone occupied with work. The workday can begin as early as 3:30 in the morning and end as late as 10 at night. Women perform household tasks such as laundry, cleaning, or preparing the colony's communal meals. Men typically work in agriculture or agriculture-related specialties such as repairing machinery. To ensure that everyone's time is occupied, men who work in agriculture during the summer often spend the winter learning a different trade. Tasks are assigned by community leaders, taking into account each member's abilities. Although there is plenty of work to fill the day, ample time is allowed for breaks and meals. Men who complete their work early often will assist those who have not, so that the community's work as a whole is completed. With time rigidly structured and minutely divided into tasks, workdays pass quickly.
Okay, now that you've watched that, the reason I did this was because for months I've been trying to tell people about the amazing Hutterites, the Christian socialists of German origin, and the amazing things that they do. So I decided to make this shorter little video because the full video seems to be putting people off and people won't even look at the introduction. So if you liked this, then below in the description are the links where you can see the full video with all the other detail, etc. But I thought I'd at least show people the main simple stuff to try and grasp how amazing these people are. And to show you how teamwork, community work, and socialism, because basically you're looking at socialism, how well it actually works in the real world. So if you like this, then look at the link below and go and watch the whole video with all the analysis, all the details, etc., where we go into all the fantastic things these people do. And I'm going to repeat to you that their population doubles every 20 years. Yes, these white people don't have a breeding problem, they don't have a children problem, they double their population every 20 years. So not only do they have financial success and all kinds of success and self-sufficiency, on top of it, they double their population every 20 years. So these people are amazing. Learn about how Germans think. Learn about how socialism works. This is socialism in 2020, and it's kicking ass. There are many fantastic things that can come from this form of organization. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.